my name is Caroline, and I'm going to tell you all about Fortnite. So, as most of you guys know who are watching this, which probably are mostly kids and maybe some parents, Fortnite is a big gun game with 100 or less players trying to defeat each other from running from a storm eye. And it's a video game. It's online, and millions of people play it each year. And right now, there are so many people playing it that we're already on like season 10 or something. And they're loot llamas. They added llamas into it. I'm so surprised. And also, kids can't stop playing it, which is absurd. Like, some parents are worried because their kids are like non-stop playing it and they can't get them off. And now that Fortnite's is so big, everyone wonders when it's gonna stop. Wouldn't you think that? I mean, it's become so big. There are loot llamas, and the game makes more than $300 million per month, even though it's free to play, because they have to get the battle passes and stuff, which I don't understand. If there's a gamer in your household, you've likely heard of Fortnite, the multiplayer game that's taken over the world and its new cycle. The game burst into the scene in late 2017, and it's now one of the most successful video games ever. Here's what you need to know. What is Fortnite and where did it come from? Fortnite was published in North Carolina-based studio Epic Games and released in early access form last summer. That means it's technically still in development, even though you can purchase it now for $59.99. The game is what's known as an open world survival game. It's in which players collect resources, make tools and weapons, and try to stay alive as long as possible and be the last one remaining. The game is set on a modern day Earth, but most of humanity has disappeared. One of the game's core pieces is collected materials to build protective fortifications. A few months after its intentional launch, Epic Games dropped Fortnite Battle Royale, a free mode using assets and gameplay elements from the main game, in which 100 people square off against each other and fight for survival, which last living player crowned the winner. This is when Fortnite really started to take off. 10 million people were playing within weeks of its release. The Battle Royale mode is what remains incredibly popular and what most people are talking about when they talk about Fortnite. But actually, there's Creative Mode and Save the World also. Just saying. And how big is it? You're probably asking. It's huge. Epic Games has been quiet about the total number of players, but we know that as of January, Fortnite had around 45 million active players. Across all platforms. And that number is only going to go up, especially when the recent release of the game on Nintendo's popular Switch console. And that doesn't even account for the many people who tune in just to watch others play. On streaming sites like Twitch and YouTube, there's something distinctly watchable about the Battle Royale. Its art style, mechanics, and so much more. And they play on streaming sites like Twitch and YouTube. There's something distinctly watchable about Battle Royale. Again, its art style, mechanics, fan base provide endless entertainment, and even celebrities like Drake are getting on the action. It's Fortnite, quotation marks, is mostly free. Does that mean it's going to run out of money? Not anytime soon, that's for sure. Fortnite gets a large chunk of its revenue from Monstranix, small purchases to buy in-game revenue from Monstration, small purchases to buy in-game currency. It's making over 300 million a month, and that's just a month, and I wonder what they all spend it on. Are the in-game purchases that cost real money in exchange for in-game currency, which can be used to buy various items like skins, slang for how a player looks in the game, even if a decent portion of the players only are chipping in 10 or 20 for some V-Bucks, the game's currency, that adds up to a lot of money when you consider the game base of the game. Why has this particular game gone so big? Fortnite is uniquely welcoming to newcomers, which isn't true of all line shooter style games. But also, Call of Duty is the exact same thing, just not really animated, which most people don't think about anymore since it's so big though. Because it's free, there are no always experiencing players jumping into a match for the first time. Sure, you're probably not going to get the top completion and achieve a number one victory royale on the first try, or even the 10th, but you're always welcome to keep on trying. You'll get a chance to observe how experiencing players act, and when they build, how they stay alive and have fun along the way, which is really all that matters. And if it's not for you, that's fine too. At least you know you have a better understanding on what that fuss is all about. What does Battle Royale even mean? Well, I'm not totally sure, but the only things you can play it on are PC, Xbox, and a PlayStation. In Fortnite, Battle Royales means up to 100 players on the single map, trying to be the last person or squad standing of the safe zones, get smaller and smaller, forcing all remaining players together. It uses the building machines of the Common Core. And also, you know how many people play it, you saw, but if you play it, but I mean, isn't it not that safe? Because your kids are learning how to shoot guns, or you're learning how to shoot guns. Should kids know that? No, they shouldn't. That's why most parents don't want them playing, because they could learn how to shoot a gun and shoot someone in real life instead of on the game. Because they're probably gonna make now in arcades, like, they already have shooting games, now it's probably gonna be Fortnite shooting games of shooting real people. But that wouldn't be fun. That would be probably fun for a second, and then someone gets hurt, boom, someone has to pay. It's not that it's a bad game, it's just that it's not great for, it's a 12 up and up game, but so many kindergartners and even preschoolers play it. It's all because it seems so fun, but then it's still fun, but then someone gets hurt. And so many adults play it too. It's just, you can even download a mobile device version on iOS with the Android counterpart due out later this year. And again, it's free to jump into the Battle Royale. So why not give it a shot and see what all the hype is about. Good luck, and may the odds be ever in your favor. Bye. I hope you enjoyed this video. See you on the next episode.